This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Burgundy.
Wow, versatility.
And gold today with Mike punching the... He's got a new
playlist.
No, you
called him Mike. When he went off script,
yeah,
and then he threw a curveball, you called him Mike.
I know. He threw me off.
Yeah, that was
Eminem with all the
No, he wasn't Eminem on that. That was Mike.
Yeah, that was more of a Mike.
Mike came back with that. That's a, you know, when he rolled in yesterday to the Green Turtle with his cap on backwards...
Yeah.
You and the whole bit. You think, he came in, he had swag. I mean, and then when the public was coming in and they were like, oh, Jack, everybody knows Jack. Some people have heard of DOC.
Yeah, a few people.
A few couple people here and there. And then they go, that's Eminem. And just seeing the looks on their faces, man, I said right now, it's a birth.
Well, they were surprised how young he was.
Well, of course. Yes. Well, he has that boyish look.
Yeah.
But just looking at the response of the people yesterday, that was big for me, man.
Well,
that
was weird.
Our first and only remote.
Yeah, it was weird when they kept coming over and carding Anthony Haney, though. That was awkward.
Well, Haney, anybody that doesn't card Haney, he goes in the facility, should be arrested.
Yeah, because it does look like somebody's let their child loose at the bar.
I know it.
You know,
like,
come on,
it's
anybody with this child? Yeah. That was a little awkward.
Yeah. Did you know Olivia was there?
Yeah, I saw that later on. Yeah.
Hoffman, man.
Craig Show.
I'll tell you what, Craig... He's balling out. He really is. I mean, he's on a roll. It was good to see.
She's got tremendous baseball knowledge, number one, and of course, just the best stories.
Well, absolutely.
I mean, she had a front row seat for some of the greatest stuff ever.
Of all time.
I told her, and I've done this and embarrassed myself and shown her pictures of her dad and me.
But
and Nicholas at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
You know, because Steve was great. He came in
He's
there.
He's a legend.
And he just made you feel at ease because I was
a nice guy.
Right. Nice guy. I was nervous
nice
as hell because here's Steve Garvey sitting across from me. And I don't know. We're talking about Hawaiian rolls or something, but whatever. I mean, it was great. I mean, and he was so gracious, took pictures, and just had great baseball stories. And that was, I mean, that All-Star game was a lot of fun. you know, and I like to have more of those. I know, man. It's
how about an NBA All-Star game?
We had one way the hell back in 2000, right? 2001, maybe. Mm-hmm. 2001. Mm-hmm. It's been a long, long time. I mean, it's well overdue. Hopefully they make that happen, especially with all the things that are popping at that arena. My goodness. And that they put in there. All right, let's get to this, because this has been driving me nuts today. Okay. So the stuff with Jeff Bezos and the Commanders, I mean, you've laughed at this from the beginning that, I mean, how could a man who appears to need to get loans all the time have no interest in talking to, I don't know, the richest.
One of the richest.
Yeah, one of the richest people.
Top five richest men on Earth.
Right, top five richest people on Earth. Yeah, So Charles Gasparino for Fox has been tweeting, or had tweeted previously and has done it again, about Jeff Bezos and the Commanders. And it almost feels like at this point, because people have pointed out, you know, and I'm not breaking any news here, if you're paying attention, because people want to know, well, who is this person connected to? How do they know this? How do they get this, right? So in Gasparino's case, he's been on the yacht like you. Friend of Dan.
Wait. See, don't throw people off, because people are going to think that I'm in category.
Well, I mean, you've been on the yacht.
No. I was at an event.
Right.
A game.
Right.
Okay, with everybody else that was at the game.
Said last week, hey, we got this guy who's been on the yacht on the show. And I'm like, oh, they got Doc on.
They got Smoot.
And anyway, it's Gasparino, and he's friends of Dan, or has been in like friendly with him over the years. So anyway, he tweets out 4 hours ago. Breaking, you know, all caps.
Yeah.
: latest from inside Dan Snyder camp on sale and at Commanders is that they are aiming for $6 billion sale, and again, we'll have no problem. In case you missed it the first time, again, we'll have no problem with Jeff Bezos' bid and with Jeff Bezos' Twitter handle on it. So, you know, his person can see, hey, Jeff, I got an interesting tweet here. You want to look at it? Anyway, Snyder will not capitalize, NOT, reject a Bezos offer because he understands his role, RE, at Washington Post, does not involve editorial.
Right.
Okay, so this just seems like so desperate right now. Because clearly he has not bid, okay? Because if we had, Adam Schefter would have put it out in letters, right?
He doesn't go. Well, he didn't have to do anything.
Does this feel like Snyder's camp's getting a little impatient here? They're like, come on, Bezos, come on. We told you he liked you. We told you to take your money.
I think they want to.
Come on, give us your money.
They know time is of the essence.
Sure seems like it.
They're running out. They're in 2-minute warning time. It's fourth quarter. It's been the fourth quarter, 2-minute warning. And now you want to get the biggest hit. I mean, you make the right move, it's a couple of Rolls Royces, maybe a private plane that you wouldn't maybe have done. That's the level we're playing on right now. But it's just always tickled the hell out of me that when else do you hear NFL owners borrowing money? No, seriously, I don't know why you guys don't see this. The dude, I got to give him credit, he got mad game. I mean, he's playing a game from another country.
So he bought out owners, but had to get money in order to do it.
Yeah.
Right. So this seems like, I don't know, in a lot of places they'd say, well, then you really don't have the power to buy them out.
No, but everybody now has to have all the, you got to prove to us that you can do this and you can do that. But the guy in, yo, Beast, can you help a brother out? They loan him some money. And yet he's going to come back and say, no, Slim, I'm not selling to him. I don't like him.
Okay, come on.
He wrote about stuff that I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And then when it came out,
here are the crappy things our business did back in the day.
Yeah. You know, what was it, 2 weeks ago? Well, if I decide to sign to you, will y'all forget all the stuff that we were talking about? You know, come on, man.
Yeah, the indemnification, yeah.
Yeah, and then the owners, they tickle the heck out of me, too, because that's just honor amongst thieves.
Sure. Sure.
Can you vote him out? Oh, hell no. I don't want to be one of them guys, because I don't want y'all to turn that on me.
Right. Hate the guy's guts, but no, I'm not voting him out.
No, we were all at the water fountain drinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's wild. But yeah, it just kind of, I don't know, I feel like they're getting a little antsy over there if Charles has got to keep reiterating these things about, hey, by the way, he'll sell to Bezos. We got the message. We saw it. It's on your timeline. You can pin the tweet if you like. And that way you don't have to keep retweeting it. Maybe it's a scheduled. I don't know. But it seems like somebody said, hey, man, get this out. This guy's not reacting. What is going on? Bezos is not reacting to us. He's not bidding. I mean, I don't know.
It seems weird. It would be so cool.
Maybe he's not interested at this point. Because he has, again, supposedly signed an NDA, reportedly. And if he did, that means he's gotten to see some of the financials. Maybe he's like, you know what? This doesn't really work. Seattle, they've already got a stadium. I'm already based out there. They've got they don't have fans that are, you know, 56% saying they've been turned off by ownership. So I kind of got an easier
you
an easier
to bring
road
that
there.
Back up again.
Well, I'm just, you know,
that's
again.
The low water mark for me. When I heard you and Big Baby, and when you said that, speaking of Big Baby, it didn't seem right. We were around a place, we had a tab
right
yesterday, which usually brings him out, you know, like honey to bees. And yet, no Big Baby.
Well, he's probably getting ready for tonight. I think he's got a big show tonight. So, I mean, that could be it.
Oh, okay. Well, one thing I know, he wasn't nowhere working out. That I can promise you. Well, we'll see.
Anyway, it's, yeah, it just feels weird. It, like, that we have to keep getting the reiteration. I mean, I think we all got the message from the same source that they would, in fact, sell to the Bezos. Okay, we got it. Now, I guess the next move would be, in most situations where the guy would have to actually make an offer. And, you know, he's not obligated to do that just because you say now that you would sell to him. He doesn't have to do it.
No, he doesn't. It's going to be interesting. But don't you feel like it's two-minute warning time? I feel like we're close. And then what's going to happen once it goes down? Then what?
Right.
Then we got a whole new chapter to go in. I can't wait to see the people who come out of the woodworks who we haven't heard much from now, but they will surface. And then it's just going to be a change of control.
Yes.
I mean, once
there will be.
The new Big Daddy comes in, you think he's not going to have any interest?
Yeah, I'm not so sure to be as coach-centric as it currently stays. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that will be interesting because I think you're going to have to run a lot of these things. And maybe they did before. Maybe that was just all just, I don't know, for public, right? Oh, no, he doesn't have to check in with him. He can do what he wants, you know. It's his show. He's running it. Maybe then it'll be more of a committee and with the new person, you know, weighing in, I would suspect.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how.
I would suspect.
What centric, what level of this thing, how it slants. I don't care how wealthy you are. I can't envision that someone comes in, buys a team, and goes, hey, like the way you guys have been doing it, so call me if you need me. Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't either. Not at that price point. Usually that's not how that works. By the way, congratulations to the UCLA Bruins. You see the big hire?
No.
Former Navy football coach Ken Niumatamataloa is joining UCLA football as the director of leadership. The Bruins have just tweeted it out today.
Well, he is, without question, and I know wherever Pistol Pete Bedhurst is, he can say it up front, one of the nicest human beings
yes.
I have ever met. I was honored to have done a couple of Army-Navy games. I hosted the banquet, one of the banquets, after they won the Commander-in-Chief. Couldn't be around a classier group of people. And so the Bruins just got better, even if they don't want to be. They just got better.
You know what's funny is you're here acting like you're hearing this news for the first time, like Chip Kelly didn't consult you
or you didn't tell Chip to do this.
No, I mean, come on.
Really, like,
we know better. I know better.
I'm here with you, Jack.
Yeah, everybody else can pretend that
they're out west. Yeah. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not a part of the gold donors, but it's good. I thought you were saying he was taking over as head coach.
And you got really excited.
I got real excited. Yeah.
Yeah, hey, that might be next, man. He's, you know, he's nearby just in case.
What, that really, you almost caught me off guard. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
No, just in case, though, he is nearby in case there's a coach needed.
Well, I got Chip just signed. They say just gave him a lifetime deal or whatever.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
And
they treat him like he's still the Chip from Oregon sometimes.
I know,
it's kind of weird.
Well,
right?
They settle. I mean, we have a little bit of a disagreement on that, but hey, man. It's all good. It's all good.
All right. There is a fan base and a franchise in particular that may not like the sale of the Commanders. We'll get to that coming up. We got some tweets to get to. It is Burgundy and Gold today. Doc Walker, Scott Jackson, Team 90 streaming live on the free.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Go to see it.
Jackson. I'm giving a shout out to one of my favorite coaches. He doesn't like to be called Coach Naki.
He likes to be called ex-coach.
I always call him. Former coach. I ain't doing that ex-coach crap.
Yeah.
Coach Naki. And recovering from a little bit of minor surgery with the knee. God bless him.
Serious
and his family.
Surgery.
Yeah, but he's... He is a delight. He's a hell of a talent. And I like to tell people that I've covered. Have you ever covered a Coach Naki game, though?
No.
You were a baby then.
Remember him coaching, but no, I think I was, might have been in elementary school.
Yeah, you might have been in junior high at the time.
No, I'm just kidding.
I've had the honor to cover Coach Naki, and he's a hell of a coach. He never discusses it much, but I always do.
Yeah.
And, of course, the voice, University of Maryland.
Yeah. He's still kind of a coach, though, you know,
well,
in a lot of ways.
Well, he's working. When you work with Holiday, you almost have to be have some.
Jimmy Patsos.
And Patsos. Yeah, I mean, what a combination. I mean, that is the one that you know because you a world-class broadcaster. It's in the breaks. Can you imagine what's said in the breaks with Patsos, Holiday, and Naki? Oh, my God.
Yeah, so you know, and their podcast, you know, with the former coaches, with
Coach, smart.
Of course, Gary Williams, the headliner,
the head man,
is great. Is so anyway, it was good to hear that he came through surgery and hopefully he's feeling better.
Was he still running? Was he still hooping?
I don't know. I remember a bunch of years ago he hurt his knee playing basketball.
Yeah,
bunch of years ago. We were in Rockville across from what used to be White Flint Mall back then.
Oh, that 570
days. That was a long time ago, So anyway.
What was the Silver Spring? We were in Silver Spring. That was
after that, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
so
right.
It was the original Rockville to Silver Spring, which was... would basically look like a skating rink, right? I mean, it's a terrible building. I think there was at one point, you know, maybe some, you know, some check from the health department to make sure it was safe to be in there. But anyway, yeah, it wasn't the greatest place in the world. But at one point, it was the Grease Palace, I believe, DC-101, many, many, many years ago. Then it was back up Rockville Pike, where I think there's still a lot of radio stations at the old 1801 building. So anyway, yeah, kind of been a few places. And now here. In downtown.
Yeah.
A little tougher parking down here.
Yes. Yeah. But beautiful, beautiful. spot to
No, a great location.
Back. Yeah, it really is.
Yesterday was perfect for being down here. Yeah. So nice yesterday with opening day and all the hoopla from that. That was a lot of fun. All right, so this was amusing and important, I guess. You know, we talk a lot about this stuff. And one of my National Football League friends the other day was bemoaning, who cares about the Commander sale? And I was like, I'll tell you who cares. People in D.C., the other three franchises in the NFC East, which, by the way, you know, carry the water so the rest of the league can function. You know, making all the money, damn it, with all the big markets and all the big people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, there's more than just DC, right, that cares about this, or just Commanders fans that care about this. So there was a discussion the other day. Somebody made the comment to Mr. Mara at the NFL owners meetings about mm-hmm. whether or not, you know, it'd be good for the league or NFC East if, you know, the Commanders got a new owner. And he made a joke about, you know, having their own problems or something, you know, some other concerns or some things like that. And then somebody smartly, you know, wrote in the New York Daily News about the fact that, yeah, you know, there's a really good case to be made that the Giants probably don't want ownership change because they've been flat out horrific against the rest of the division, but they've been really good against the Commanders. I mean, it's like the only team they've played well against. So, you know, why would you? Why would you want there to be change? We talk about this all the time. Jerry Jones has been quite selfless for the league with him kind of pushing this thing forward because I thought forever, you know, it really didn't make sense for him either.
Yeah, but you knew once Jera started praising Dan, he had him, he wanted to keep him right where he was at. If Dan was kicking his behind,
right.
Then he wouldn't be so friendly to him. Beware of a guy starts embracing. I don't like any good friendly relationships between opponents in the same, you know, division.
It's true.
It should not don't have to be nasty, but it's not cordial. You know, this is serious, especially if I'm getting sand kicked in my face game after game after game, and thank goodness that doesn't exist anymore. We've already turned that corner. Now I want to hit the accelerator.
Yeah, I'm with you. But, you know, I guess you could say it's good for the league because you get all this new money that comes in, right, with the ownership change and sale, and then the numbers get changed. Like, okay, so here's the average of teams and all this kind of stuff and the other. But, you know, the other part of it is, you know, you might actually get somebody in here who's really good at this. If you're, you know, the Giants and the Eagles and the Cowboys, I don't know if you really want that.
Well, you know that they don't want that.
Because you know the guy who had been here was not good at this at all, ever.
No.
Outside of short periods of time. I mean,
they were too short.
Yeah, very short. I mean, they were just short. Like, you know, it wasn't like a regular thing. So that probably makes you a little bit nervous.
We've had so much change. There have been so many different people in here. Really, when you really, and I've seen, you know, a lot of our journalists have done a great job mm-hmm. in putting these things together, but once it's ever over, when we look back at it, you wouldn't be able to explain this to someone and without crying. It's not even funny. It's painful.
Yeah.
It's painful.
It is. And it is, it's weird to me sometimes, well, not all the time, when there's like the new guy in town with the team, because there always is, and they're like, well, what's the big deal? Like, what are you guys talking about? Mm-hmm. You know, like they talk to you like you've made up this world of the last 20 mm-hmm. years, right?
You're negative.
Like you didn't, like there's something wrong with you for thinking this stuff has been so terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something just fundamentally wrong and besides just being crooked, just bad about it. And, you know, it just kind of blows you away that they, on the outside, think they've got the answers by their short period of time with the relationship. And, you know, and in some cases, being the people that are fixers or whatever they're hired to be, right? You know, people to come in here and, you know, be a new shiny object for us to distract it to or whatever it may be. So it does kind of make me laugh when we have those things, and also kind of ticks me off a lot. But I'm sure we'll hear a lot about it. I mean, there's going to be weird. I mean, there's going to be a lot of fan celebration, exhaling, those kind of things. And there's probably going to be people that behind those doors that are going to come out swinging for that guy, which is going to be kind of funny. But I guess, you know, hey, if you're getting paid millions or whatever it would be, you would do the same. when it comes to that time.
Yeah, but you know, I think you hit a good point, but we still don't know. It's going to be, I've heard people talk about parade. Parade is the one thing I've heard mentioned.
Which is
most
kind of crazy, right?
Yeah,
like, seriously, on, you think about that. I mean, that's usually reserved for championships, right? Like, the last parade we had here was for the Nats, and then we had, obviously, the parade for the Caps before that. And then you got to go way back, and many people weren't alive for it. It was, the Redskins parades, three of them. But I do think there'll be a lot of celebrating when it goes down.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not sure there's going to be a parade.
Yeah, I think the parade... Let's do something to be worthy of that. Let's.
True.
Yeah, I just. Other years since we've been doing this, I've mocked mini camps and OTAs and all that stuff. And as B. Mitch, he called it the lingerie deal. And we've had some jokes. This would be the most watched mini camp and OTA. Anytime you do get access to it, we're going to be all eyes. We have so many positions of interest to watch. And just as we were there and we saw Wentz overthrowing everybody, and he kept doing it, and we saw it.
Yeah.
And we said, the dude's not very accurate. Well, that wasn't his thing.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting to see this. And, of course, I'm just so pumped up about Bienemy and being able to see what his plan is and how he approaches it. And then the offensive line. Now, maybe you know because you're an insider and you have personal contact with the organization because you are a part of the organization.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's up with the offensive line, coach? And when are you going to make that a
I think that's supposed to be announced pretty soon from what I caught at the owners' meetings from that. I think that was part of Ron Rivera's press conference, was that there was going to be some type of statement about that, like a release at some point. So I would think – I don't know if it's a Friday news dump or when it'll happen, but it should be happening fairly soon after they're back on the ground, I would think, on the East Coast. But, yeah, he's got to believe it's in. I think he intimated it was going to be within the within the group. It's going to be promotion. They're handling it in-house. So is it at Wharton, being bumped up?
He's qualified. And, again, a guy
Ron
who
Castillo.
Played it, played for him, was a Panther, good dude, understands it.
Yeah.
He helped me out a lot throughout training camp. Because he's approachable and he understood that, we care. And we're going to look, whenever you go around line, they love you because most people are always with the receivers. And
it's the most underrated group of people to talk to.
No
if they'll talk, some of them won't.
Because
they're really smart. I mean, you got to be really intelligent to play that position.
Well, you have the highest IQ on the team.
There are really good people to talk to on the offensive line. So if you can get them, it is tremendously helpful.
Yeah.
But some places, they won't even talk to you. But Travell Wharton, he's been around 17 years now.
Yeah.
But again, I could also see them flipping Castillo over because, again, Castillo served that role with the Eagles for a long time with Andy.
I heard you when you said that. Yeah. You were on with Big Baby.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, but that tight end position is so valuable in this level of these young kids' careers.
Sure.
Because they don't really have a guy. The guy that was the guy is coming off injury and didn't have his kind of year and may be subject to movement. So I would hate to not have Juan there because he's, as you mentioned, he's done it all.
Yeah.
I love the way he prepares his people. I watched him. The dude's legit. Yeah, so it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be interesting. And they got pieces there.
Yeah, so he was the Eagles offensive line coach from 98 to 2010.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's why I could see it going that way. But we'll find out. Soon enough, I think it'll come out. All right, here's the number I was looking for. So the Commanders, since 2017 to 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, the Giants. Okay. Against the NFC East from 2017 to 2022. 10-25-1. 10-25-1. That's awful, right? But against Washington, 7-4-1. So, that is them in the NFC East, 10-25-1 over that 5-year period. 7 of the 10 wins have come against Washington, and 3-21 against the Cowboys and Eagles. So this is why, people were kidding about, trying to kid John Mara about this, and he didn't bite on it. He said the NFC East doesn't need any help. The NFC East is strong enough when asked about whether or not a sale would be good for the division.
he didn't want it to happen.
Yeah, right, right. He's like, no, we like this guy.
And that's really,
we like this guy.
And that's what really, I know my frustration was that we just had to beat the Giants.
Right.
You know,
one time.
Yeah, exactly.
One time.
It wasn't the Eagles.
Right. It's one time.
You know, or the boys.
Yeah.
It was the Giants.
Yeah.
And that was an opportunity to just, you blew it. And you put a guy in and you took a shot. I understand why you did it, but that's why everybody needs somebody to protect them from themselves. That was the decision. He went with it.
Yeah.
Somebody should overrode him. That's when you, if he had a boss,
yeah,
the boss would have said, look, Slim, I know where you're going for it. You don't have to do this. I'm not judging you because you didn't make a $28 million
sure
mistake. We made that. But this one, I got to override you. Don't put that dude in the game. But that guy didn't exist.
Willis on Twitter said, Scott and Doc, I hope the new owner will understand the history of the losing the last 25 years and will have a long-term plan to get the team to win consistently.
Consistently.
As Dexter was saying, Dexter. Only time will tell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen to that. That's what everybody wants. All right. Mike wants us to break because it's that time. We'll do so. Got tweets to get to. Commander Prime has a very funny tweet about this Bezos stuff. We'll get to that coming up. We'll get to some calls as well. It just, does it feel like this is almost like they're begging Jeff Bezos to get involved here with all these stories about him lately that aren't really stories? They're just tweets and hopes, it feels like. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Burgundy Gold today. Team 980 streaming live on the Free Odyssey app.
Reaching out. Touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline.
Did you ever think you'd hear Neil Diamond on the show? I gotta say, I didn't have that one.
Well, he's this is the beauty of
it's
it.
It's like,
man,
a Red Sox game or something.
Yeah,
what's going on here?
People going nuts on social because he's showing his versatility, man.
He is,
Matty Ice. Just look at the level of talent that we've been associated with.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Ice, now Eminem.
I know.
Yeah.
You didn't mention Haney.
We haven't worked with Haney in a long time.
We're going to work with him next week for
a few days. Haney's a superstar. He knows it. I can't mess with him because he's the man, and he had so much of that processed stuff in his hair yesterday. I don't know what to call it. Did he get the curls?
You know, curls. Activator or something?
Activator. He's got like an activator.
It's not
like,
Soul Glow, is it?
Maybe it is. Back in the old days when we had the Jerry curl.
No, he didn't have a Jerry.
And you walk around with a little spray and you spray your hair. It's so. But I never look back and go, man, that was stupid. No, that's what was in.
Yeah.
Platform shoes. Did you ever wear platforms? That's beyond you.
No, it's beyond me.
You're such a baby.
I was going to ask you actually when we had Tony's skin on, but I didn't want to bring him in on all of our terrible inside jokes.
Okay.
Is if you had hair in 2006 when you were at the Final Four with George Mason.
I don't think. I got to look back.
You know how I always know? I just look back at the old pro views and then I can tell
what years they are by whether or not you had hair.
I don't know. The weirdest though is seeing B. Mitch with hair and that porn stash.
Yeah. That is my favorite. I got a couple of favorite B. Mitch photos. One is the baby picture I got of him. That one is just kills me.
That might have been photoshopped.
Yeah, well, it was. Of course it was.
Okay,
it might have been photoshopped. But it looks so real.
Yeah.
It looks so good, man. He's a cute little baby. And then when he had the hair in the porn stash, that was, oh, God.
That was the early years.
Early years.
In Washington. 301-230-0980. You can tweet us up as well. Commander Prime says this. He says, Snyder's practically begging Bezos to bid. This is hilariously entertaining. Bezos is far beyond Snyder's theatrics. I mean, I don't know why Casperino continues to send out the same tweets over and over. I mean, we get it. You say that he would take a bid from him. Okay, noted. Now the guy has to bid. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, you can't tweet it into existence. Maybe you can. I don't know. He's either going to do it or he's not going to do it. And to this point, he has not, because nobody else has run it out there yet at this juncture. But that does feel like that's like what you want for the close, right? Like that's closing time kind of move if it happens.
Well, it's going to be interesting. And if let's just say, see, Bezos is a businessman.
Sure.
But let's just suppose he was a little bit immature.
Mm-hmm.
And all the shots that he heard.
Right.
Remember how Dan did to Schottenheimer? over a comment he made at ESPN.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll never work for
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he slammed him. But suppose Bezos was the strangest of them and said, you know, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be. But these guys don't play those childish games at that level when it comes to that kind of money.
Would hope not.
This is a great opportunity. And when you look at what Jerry bought the Cowboys for and what Dan bought Washington for,
yeah.
Now you go, how do you not do this deal?
No doubt.
You got to get in, man, hold your breath, and count to 20. Can't lose. Yeah.
Let's get some calls in.
All right, let's start off with, let's go to Steve in Bowie. Steve.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Dan wants Bezos to get in on this thing. Let's be real. Jeff's got $121 billion. The rest of these guys, they're putting their pennies together. Hey, you give me this and put in like kids on a bicycle, get ready to go down 7-Eleven. Jeff ain't got to do that. Jeff's ready to go 100%. So if you want your money, there's one guy in Canada. He's got $5 billion. Okay, well, Jeff, Mr. Snyder wants $6 billion. So once you put your $5 up, you're done. No, there's no doubt. Jeff Bezos is the big, big winner here if he goes in. All in. And we're the winners, too, if he comes in because he's got money to burn. You guys have a great one now.
All right, thanks for the call.
Straight to the point, Jonesy on Greenbelt. What up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Man, you know I love y'all guys, man. I know the BNGT is going to find its way back some way, form, or fashion. And I'll be waiting. But check this out. As far as it goes with Bezos, I think he's just sitting back and he's just checking everything out for what it's worth. And when it's all said and done, and when everybody throw their little numbers out there, boom, he'll fleece all of that, throw his big number out there, and he's going to be trying to get that big money grab and roll out. But I think he's trying to wait till the last minute in the final hour. What you think? And I'm sit back and listen to y'all.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. It might be. I mean, you know, it'd be fascinating to look at some other business transactions he's done to see how he's handled that. I don't know if we've had it. I mean, the way the NFL does it's strange. Like, this whole thing is different than other business transactions, I would guess. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you do wonder if part of him, he's not immune to what's going on around him. I mean, he lives in the world. He's got a newspaper. He knows what's been said and supposedly this guy's thoughts were, and maybe he's like, you know what? Why should I bail him out? I don't want to be the one to bail him out. I got other options. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he could do that, but then he'd be short-sighted. That to me would disappoint me because that means he's emotional. This yeah. ain't about emotion. This True. Is strictly financial.
Well, and if you really want to get into the business, and yeah, again, it could be just as simple as he's done his due diligence and his people have done his due diligence, and they're like, I don't think it's quite worth this much. You know, doesn't mean it's not worth bidding on if it's already hit this number. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the fact that he has a relationship with them with Thursday night, that he overpaid for that slot.
Yeah.
Now, his payback is that, hey, I'm in now. I'm in the club. I'm a member. And everybody's value goes up a bit.
So if he becomes a member,
mm-hmm.
and he's obviously still got Amazon, or
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
how does that work with them scheduling games? Like, hey, boss, when do you guys want to be on?
Well, I'd like to think that.
What games does it work when I put my team on? I mean, how does that work?
Well, I guess wink. It's going to have to be discussed
yeah.
you know, at some point.
Right.
You know, you're getting the juice. Hell, I mean, and I'm not saying this to be funny.
Okay, but it's going to be
funny. But aren't you sick and tired of seeing Dallas on every time turn on TV,
yes.
you got a stomach seeing them?
Well,
and I just think that...
Yeah, I think that's... That's part of it. No doubt. I think what they basically said this week was to, hey, you know, I know what we've done in the past where we're trying to put everybody in prime time, but, you know, ultimately they're saying... We want to get rid of the rules with limits primetime games, you know, Thursday night games for so many teams, because quite mm-hmm. frankly, some of you aren't worth being on primetime. you know, yeah. and I think that had a hint of, oh, yeah, we had the Carolina Panthers and the Atlanta Falcons on last year, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
I think that's what that smelled like to me. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just being mean. I would like
the last 4 weeks, though, Jack, how do you plan?
You can't know who's going to be healthy.
Shift and move you over.
Right.
And,
No, it's bad. The whole thing's bad. The idea is bad. It shouldn't. It should. You should not be able to flex people into that spot. You know, it's hard enough to do it. You know, talking about Sunday to Saturday to Sunday, Sunday right. to Saturday. Everyone, that's one thing, and that's still kind of cruel. But to do it to a Thursday is ridiculous. But they'll probably do it anyway.
They'll probably do it.
Yeah, they're going to do it. At some point, they're going to do it.
It's going to happen.
If they've talked about it, it's going to happen. Just like the 17 games. They talked about it, and they were talking about safety, and oh, my goodness. And then Roger Goodell goes, wait, I got somebody who can give us some numbers that say extra games actually don't cause injuries. Really?
Yeah, okay.
Does it wear and tear on your body?
And
okay.
We got scientific facts to say that. Look, the XFL has figured out a couple of things I really like to see it implemented, but they'll be bullheaded and probably not do it. You ready to go to Kansas City, Jack?
Why not?
We got our Chiefs diehard, Junkyard Dog.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
All righty, this is a momentous day for you all, because you know what? Odyssey has made the biggest mistake by not including you all in this lineup. But that's a story for another day. I will tell you this. Jeff Bezos is going to step aside. He's not going to bid on. He's not in on this. You know, he's looked at the whole thing, and he's looked at it to say, you know what? It's a comedy of errors, and you know what? I don't want no parts of it. I don't need it. I think he'll set it out, and I think he'll probably wait if he can to get the Seahawks or whatever. But at least Ron Rivera does know that he will not be the chosen one. And the president of the team, right, he will know that he's not the chosen one. And all these people will be eventually, you know, will trickle down and they'll be let go or leave, because everybody knows that once new people come in, and I don't care whether this is in the government, whether it's in a private industry or whatever, sports or whatever, people want their own people.
Yeah. True.
And even though we might say this, that, whatever, it doesn't matter. They want their own people. They want the people that they are comfortable with, and they have every right to have that.
No, I mean, that's true. It's every industry, and I know we get upset with sports for whatever reason and say, oh, it's terrible. They do relationships, and meanwhile, you got a LinkedIn account, and you're, you know, talking to people during the day trying to get jobs. I mean, this is the way it works with all industries. Yes, you want your own people. You need to know people. It's very rare that people pay this kind of money for anything and come in and don't make some changes. So, yeah, I'm with you, JYD.
But the Harris people are known to do a deep study, a deep dive study.
They'll give them some time,
and they bring in people who they feel are very experienced people in doing what they need to be done.
Yep.
So hopefully, you know, they'll build this thing back up from the, you know, as far as the administrative part. And eventually bring in, you know, the right general manager, and, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Reaching out, touching me. Touching you, sweet Caroline.
Did you ever think you'd hear Neil Diamond on the show? I gotta say, I didn't have that one.
Well, he's this is the beauty of it.
It's like
man.
A Red Sox game or something. Yeah, what's going on here?
People going nuts on social because he's showing his versatility, man. He is, Matty Ice. Just look at the level of talent that we've been associated with.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Ice, now Eminem.
I know.
Yeah.
You didn't mention Haney.
We haven't worked with Haney in okay. a long time.
We're going to work with him next week for
a few days. Haney's a superstar. He knows it. He's yeah.
Okay.
I can't mess with him because he is he's the man, and he had so much of that processed stuff in his hair yesterday. I don't know what to call it. Did he get the curls? You know,
curls. Activator or something?
Activator. He's got like an activator.
It's not
like,
Soul Glow, is it?
Maybe it is. Back in the old days when we had the Jerry Curl.
No, he didn't have a Jerry.
And you walk around with a little spray and you spray your hair. It's so... But I never look back and go, man, that was stupid. No, that's what was in.
Yeah.
Platform shoes. Did you ever wear platforms? That's beyond you.
No, it's beyond me.
You're such a baby.
I was going to ask you, actually, when we had Tony's skin on, but I didn't want to bring him in on all of our terrible inside jokes, is if you had hair in 2006 when you were at the Final Four with George Mason.
I don't think. I got to look back.
You know how I always know? I just look back at the old pro views, and then I can tell whether or not you had hair.
I don't know.
The weirdest, though, is seeing Beamish with hair and that porn stash.
Yeah. That is my favorite. I got a couple of favorite Beamish photos. One is the baby picture I got of him. That one is just kills me.
That might have been photoshopped.
Yeah, well, it was. Of course it was. Okay, yeah,
it might have been photoshopped.
But it looks so real.
Yeah.
It looks so good, man. He's a cute little baby. And then when he had the hair in the porn stash, that was, oh, God.
That was the early years.
Early years.
In Washington. 301-230-0990. You can tweet us up as well. Commander Prime says this. He says, Snyder's practically begging Bezos to bid. This is hilariously entertaining. Bezos is far beyond Snyder's theatrics. I mean, I don't know why Casperino continues to send out the same tweets over and over. I mean, we get it. You say that he would take a bid from him. Okay, noted. Now the guy has to bid. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, you can't tweet it into existence. Maybe you can. I don't know. He's either going to do it or he's not going to do it. And to this point, he has not, because nobody else has run it out there yet at this juncture. But it does feel like that's like what you want for the close, right? Like that's closing time kind of move if it happens.
Well, it's going to be interesting. And if let's just say, see, Bezos is a businessman.
Sure.
But let's just suppose he was a little bit immature.
Mm-hmm.
And all the shots that he heard.
Right.
Remember what Dan did to Schottenheimer? Over a comment he made at ESPN?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll never work for Okay.
Yeah.
And then he slammed him. But suppose Bezos the strangest of them said, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be. But these guys don't play those childish games at that level when it comes to that kind of money.
Would hope not.
This is a great opportunity. And when you look at what Jerry bought the Cowboys for and what Dan bought Washington for, now you go, how do you not do this deal?
No doubt.
You got to get in, man, hold your breath, and count to 20. Can't lose. Yeah.
Let's get some calls in.
All right. Let's start off with, let's go to Steve in Bowie. Steve.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Sam wants Bezos to get in on this thing. Let's be real. Jeff's got $121 billion. Whew. The rest of these guys, they're putting their pennies together. Hey, you give me this and put in like kids on a bicycle, get ready to go down 7-Eleven. Jeff ain't got to do that. Jeff's ready to go 100%. So if you want your money, there's one guy in Canada, he's got $5 billion. Okay, well, Jeff, Mr. Snyder wants $6 billion. So once you put your $5 billion up, you're done. No, there's no doubt. Jeff Bezos is the big, big winner here if he goes in, all in. And we're the winners, too, if he comes in, because he's got money to burn. You guys have a great one now.
All right, thanks for the call.
Straight to the point, Jonesy on Greenbelt. What up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Man, you know I love y'all guys, man. I know the BNGT is going to find its way back some way, form, or fashion. And I'll be waiting. But check this out. As far as it goes with Bezos, I think he's just sitting back and he's just checking everything out for what it's worth. And when it's all said and done, and when everybody throw their little numbers out there, boom, he'll fleece all of that, throw his big number out there, and he's going to be trying to get that big money grab and roll out. But I think he's trying to wait till the last minute in the final hour. What you think? And I'm sit back and listen to y'all.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. It might be. I mean, you know, it'd be fascinating to look at some other business transactions he's done to see how he's handled that. I don't know if we've had it. I mean, the way the NFL does it's strange. Like, this whole thing is different than other business transactions, I would guess. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you do wonder if part of him, he's not immune to what's going on around him. I mean, he lives in the world. He's got a newspaper. He knows what's been said and supposedly this guy's thoughts were, and maybe he's like, you know what? Why should I bail him out? I don't want to be the one to bail him out. I got other options. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he could do that, but then he'd be short-sighted. That to me would disappoint me because that means he's emotional. This ain't about emotion. This is strictly financial.
Well, and if you really want to get into the business, and again, it could be just as simple as he's done his due diligence and his people have done his due diligence, and they're like, I don't think it's quite worth this much, you know? Doesn't mean, it's not worth bidding on if it's already hit this number. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the fact that he has a relationship with them with Thursday night, that he overpaid for that slot.
Yeah.
Now, his payback is that, hey, I'm in now. I'm in the club. I'm a member. And everybody's value goes up a bit.
So if he becomes a member,
mm-hmm.
and he's obviously still got Amazon, or,
mm-hmm.
how does that work with them scheduling games? They're like, hey, boss, when do you guys want to be on?
Well, I'd like to think
what games would I put my team on? I mean, how does that work?
Well, I guess the wink-wink is going to have to be discussed at some point.
Right.
You know, you're getting the juice. Hell, I mean, and I'm not saying this to be funny.
Okay, but it's going to be
but
funny.
But aren't you sick and tired of seeing Dallas on every time
you
turn on TV, you got a stomach seeing them? Well, and I just think that...
Yeah, I think that's... That's part of it. No doubt. I think what they basically said this week was to... Hey, I know what we've done in the past where we're trying to put everybody in prime time, but, ultimately they're saying we want to get rid of the rules that limits prime time games, Thursday night games for so many teams, because quite frankly, some of you aren't worth being on prime time. And I think that had a hint of, we had the Carolina Panthers and the Atlanta Falcons on last year, and it was terrible.
Yeah,
I think that's what that smelled like to me, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just being mean. I would like
The last 4 weeks, though, Jack, how do you plan?
You can't know who's going to be healthy.
Shift and move you over.
Right.
And
no, it's bad. The whole thing's bad. The idea is bad. You should not be able to flex people into that spot. It's hard enough to do it. Talking about Sunday to Saturday to Sunday, Sunday to Saturday. That's one thing, and that's still kind of cruel. But to do it to a Thursday is ridiculous. But they'll probably do it anyway.
They'll probably.
Do it. Yeah, they're going to do it. At some point, they're going to do it.
It's going to happen.
If they've talked about it, it's going to happen. Just like the 17 games. They talked about it, and they were talking about safety, and oh, my goodness. And then Roger Goodell goes, wait, I got somebody who can give us some numbers that say extra games actually don't cause injuries. Really?
Yeah, okay.
It does it going... anywhere more wear and tear on your body?
And
okay.
We got scientific facts to say that. Look, the XFL has figured out a couple of things I really like to see it implemented, but they'll be bullheaded and probably not do it. You ready to go to Kansas City, Jack?
Why not?
We got our Chiefs diehard, Junkyard Dog.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
All righty, this is a momentous day for you all, because you know what? Odyssey has made the biggest mistake by not including you all in this lineup. But that's a story for another day. I will tell you this. Jeff Bezos is going to step aside. He's not going to bid on. He's not in on this. You know, he's looked at the whole thing, and he's looked at it to say, you know what? It's a comedy of errors, and you know what? I don't want no parts of it. I don't need it. I think he'll set it out, and I think he'll probably wait if he can to get the Seahawks or whatever. But at least Ron Rivera does know that he will not be the chosen one. And the president of the team, right, he will know that he's not the chosen one. And all these people will be eventually, you know, will trickle down and they'll be let go or leave, because everybody knows that once new people come in, and I don't care whether this is in the government, whether it's in private industry or whatever, sports or whatever, people want their own people.
Yeah. True.
And even though we might say this, that, whatever, it doesn't matter. They want their own people. They want the people that they are comfortable with, and they have every right to have that.
No, I mean, that's true. It's every industry, and I know we get upset with sports for whatever reason and say, oh, it's terrible. They do relationships, and meanwhile, you got a LinkedIn account, and you're, you know, talking to people during the day trying to get jobs. I mean, this is the way it works with all industries. Yes, you want your own people. You need to know people. It's very rare that people pay this kind of money for anything and come in and don't make some changes. So, yeah, I'm with you, JYD.
Harris group, but the Harris people are known to do a deep study, a deep dive study.
They'll give them some time.
And they bring in people who they feel are very experienced people in doing what they need to be done.
Yep.
So hopefully, you know, they'll build this thing back up from the, you know, as far as the administrative part. And eventually bring in, you know, the right general manager, and you know he'll do his due diligence and get the best coach possible, and you know and like I say, you know, maybe in a turnaround span, maybe in about 2 or 3 years, you probably can win the East again and get into the playoffs.
Well, I hope you're wrong about that. 2 or 3 years.
Thanks, JYD. Have a good day, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, hang in there. By the way, I don't know how I missed this earlier, but the video of the Dodger fan trying to pull off the proposal last night in the outfield. Oh my God, have you seen that?
No.
All right, I'll share it with you. It's incredible. Yeah.
He got hit hard.
Oh, dude, he got
jacked. Ray Lewis back in the day.
Yeah, it was like Ray Lewis security guard.
Oh, I love those things.
It's hilarious.
Well, you know, some of the things that have happened between the Giant fans and Dodger fans.
Oh, yeah, that's scary. Yeah,
you need to have SWAT.
Right, you almost killed one game. Guy.
Yeah, you got to have SWAT.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the video of the car in Navy Yard, the Jeep trying to get out of the parking spot with the police trying to, like, you know, get a hold of them?
No,
I'll show you guys. It was on DMV Barstool.
I got to see that, too. All right, we're going to get back to calls on the other side. We got Fred Smoot, special guest, coming up at 2 o'clock. It's Burgundy Gold today. Team 980 streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Mike, did you get Doc's iPod? Is that what you're doing? Do people have iPods anymore, by the way?
Remember the iPod
Shuffle? No, my 8-track.
Yeah, he talks 8-track out of his car.
8-track. You never had 8-track, did you?
No, but my grandparents did. They had them at their house. They had an 8-track stereo.
Don't make fun of it, man.
They did. And mother-in-law had one in her car when I first started dating my wife, which I thought was the funniest thing ever.
Was it a cassette tape? What were those things that was like mini VHS things you would put in to the, play music from? It literally looked like a mini VHS tape. You'd play music out of it.
CD players.
Well, I remember CD players. I'm going to have to look that up.
Right, no, mini, 8-track, yeah. Man. Yeah. 8-track. And was proud of it, 8-track.
Yeah. Then you had, of course, albums that made a comeback, which I really don't understand, to be honest with you.
Oh, love albums.
They made it a comeback, which is
album
fascinating.
Covered that vinyl.
Yeah, but I finally get rid of all my albums and just kind of gave up on the idea of having them. And then they were like, oh, no, they're making a comeback. I'm like, really?
And the covers, but the needle. I mean, when you had your own needle.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It was like the hustlers that had their own pool stick. If you had game, if you had a little handle, you had your own pool stick.
Yeah, if you see somebody coming to a...
like Smoot. Smoot has his own ball.
Oh, bowling. No question. He has a own bowling ball. He's got his own pool cue.
Shoes. You could always tell the players.
I was thinking of cassette tapes.
Cassette tapes. Yeah, look at those little things. Love cassette it. Tapes. Oh, my God.
Until they got wound up. And I tell you what, get a pencil in there. Yeah. I can spend hours.
Yeah, the Memorex.
Trying to get those things, wound if they ever broke apart on you. Well, you want to get back to New Jersey?
Why not?
Oh, Mitchell. Mitchell, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, Mitchell.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah. I love this tournament, the little teams. I know the little schools haven't made it too many times, and I'm hoping for San Diego State and Miami. I still know which one I want. The ones in the University of Connecticut. Miami's not it's a football school, usually. Yeah. But it's great. The coach, I like them at my sister's school, George Mason, and San Diego State, I think if they win, they can get themselves to the Pac-12 before it's the Pac-10, Pac-8. I don't want to see you go down to Pac-6. Come on. There's a lot of money. We need these schools. And has there any been a small school that win it all? Has there? I mean, I don't know how to Google it. A small school win it all and NCAA won.
Not since it's been to the big format. I mean... No. I mean, Butler was close. I mean, if you want to call Butler, they were the closest thing, right? Like, Butler was the closest thing. Right. But, yeah, I mean, since we've gone to the 64 world, no. I mean, it's not – that doesn't happen
anymore. It's nearly impossible.
Yep.
Yeah. One more thing, the Nats. I mean, they've let go so many teams. I hope the Washington Nationals – should be the Senators, by the way. I hope they don't become, like, a minor major league team for the big guys. Unless it's my Dodgers, too, but they missed up on Trey Turner and Mr. Bryce Harper, who's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, well,
that's one way of looking at
that
it.
That is certainly, listen.
I prefer to think that Turner messed up.
They messed up.
They had an opportunity to become a part of history in a way that cements you forever, and they opted out.
Well, the frustrating thing, if you wanted to rewind, right, you go back to... Okay, Harper leaves first, right? They decide they have a number. They're sticking to it. Harper signed really late, right? Like, it almost looked like they were going to get away with being correct on that one.
Yeah.
Then he goes to the Phillies, which is...
You mean the MVP?
Yeah, the MVP, which is very painful. Then you're like, okay, that's fine, because we're saving our money. We're going to get Anthony Rendon locked up, and we got these other guys to lock up.
You mean Anthony Rendon is with the Angels?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Then you're... but you did get Strasburg back.
You mean... Strasburg, the guy is out with arms.
Yes, you did keep him. You did keep him. But then you're like, look, it's fine. Love Rendon, but we got Trey Turner coming up.
You mean the Trey Turner that was with LA?
Yes.
Now with Philly?
Yes. So you traded him. Okay. And then you said, all right, well, that's fine because we traded Turner and we're getting Josiah Gray and this guy's back. It's going to be all right because you know why? We've got to take care of Juan Soto.
You mean the Juan Soto that's with the Padres?
Yes.
Right now.
So you traded last offseason. Yeah. So the totality of all is quite painful. Like if you really talk about it, because each time you were led to believe that, hey, it's just going to get better with the next guy, and what have you. But yeah, it hasn't. So,
well, how about the gear? My father-in-law, he's a huge Nats. I mean, he's a all in.
Yeah.
And all his jerseys are right now defunct. I mean, it's like anybody you have is like you're gone. It's memorialized.
You just turned it like into a Phillies jersey or something.
Yeah. The question is, do they have the latitude to pump up that farm system?
Right.
Remember when we went out not many years ago, but they went out and robbed, I think it was the D-backs player head of their minor league system. So I thought we were headed in the right direction. They have produced some young talent. Can they do it again?
Right. They're going to have to. I mean, that's the whole thing. Can they do it again? All right, let's get one more in before the top of the hour.
All right, let's go with Bonesy.
We saw Bonesy yesterday.
Welcome home, Bones.
Bones, you there, buddy? Did we lose him?
We lost Bones. All right, let's go to Chris in Damascus.
Hey there, fellas. Man, y'all are way off in the way you're talking about this thing. First of all, Harper was set. Rizzo wanted to trade him, had a trade set up with Houston, I believe it was. But the Learners just wanted to keep him and let him try to keep till the last minute. But yep. So we didn't get that trade done anyway.
They offered him a big contract, but it was a lot of deferred money. He didn't want it. So he sat out in free agency a long time. And eventually he went to the Phillies, obviously. So
he should have been traded is what should have happened.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. Good. So,
and then you move on to the next. Rendon's not. His head's half in it. He's one of those taking talent for hostage or whatever.
Right.
The Turner Scherzer trade's fine. Turner wasn't going to sign.
Okay.
And neither is Soto.
Okay.
They're going to free agency, and Turner wanted to be with
Bryce. Look, I'm glad you're comfortable with it.
You're
comfortable with the mediocrity or not. God, excuse me.
No, I'm not.
That's embarrassing. I called it mediocrity.
We're not
I'm sorry.
Even at that point,
I'm okay. I'm glad that you're okay with being a doormat, but
right.
I'm not.
No,
I mean,
I'm
just
saying these are moves.
Let's stop pretending
necessary.
We're Kansas City. That's all I'm saying. And you know, I get it. The owners, you know, they're holding out, trying to get this thing sold, and they're not gonna. You know, they can't now until there's some mass and stuff. But I'm not gonna just let them off the hook. They had another year. They had another 2.5 years to deal with Soto. They didn't have to do it when they did. Okay, you've given a lot of people a real easy reason to check out. And again, you might be comfortable with it. I'm not. I don't like it. I'm not going to make excuses for it. Meanwhile, the other part that we don't talk enough about, my friend Al Galdi reminds me often, is while all this was going on, you allowed the minor leagues to fall to pieces, right? So let's talk about that. I mean, the other times you had talent waiting, you don't now. I mean, you do a little bit, I guess, based off of the rankings this year. But prior to that, you had sunk all the way to the depths of one of the worst in baseball somehow, or the worst, depending on which polling I guess you go by.
And shout out to the minor leagues and MLB. At least they're going to have a cash infusion and they're going to take them out of poverty
right
to where they can at least survive.
Yeah. That's good. I like it. So anyway, I don't know. I mean, I just don't like the acceptance we've kind of come to here, you know, like, you know, just spinning it off whatever way you want. I mean, there were some things they did to themselves here too. Definitely some things they did to themselves. All right. We'll break. We got to come back. If you're on the lines, hang in there. We'll get to you. We got to talk to Smoot coming up next. It's Burgundy Gold today. Team 980 streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Odyssey app.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry. Cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't
Mike, do you get Doc's iPod? Is that what you're doing? Do people have iPods anymore, by the way?
Remember the iPod
Shuffle?
No,
my 8-track.
Yeah, is your dog's 8-track out of his
car?
Not
8-track. You never had 8-track, did you?
No, but my grandparents did. They had them at their house. They had a 8-track stereo.
Don't make fun of it, man.
They did. No, they did. And mother-in-law had one in her car when I first started dating my wife, which I thought was the funniest thing ever.
Was it a cassette tape? What were those things that was like mini VHS things you would put in to the, play music from? It literally looked like a mini VHS tape. You play music
CD players.
Well, I remember CD players. I'm going to have to look that up.
Right, no, mini, 8-track, man. Yeah. 8-track. And was proud of it, 8-track.
Yeah. Then you had, of course, albums that made a comeback, which I really don't understand, to be honest.
Oh, love albums.
They made it a comeback, which is fascinating.
Covered that vinyl.
Yeah, but I finally get rid of all my albums and just kind of gave up on the idea of having them. And then they were like, oh, no, they're making a comeback. I'm like, really?
And the covers, but the needle. I mean, when you had your own needle.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It was like the hustlers that had their own pool stick. If you had game, if you had a little handle, you had your own pool stick.
Yeah, if you see somebody coming to a
like Smoot. Smoot has his own ball.
Oh, no question. He has a bowling ball. He's got his
own
pool
bowling ball.
With shoes.
You could always tell the players.
I was thinking of cassette tapes.
Cassette tapes, yeah.
Oh,
look at those little things. Cassette tapes. Oh, my God.
Until they got wound up. And I tell you what, get a pencil in there. Yeah. I can spend hours.
Yeah, the Memorex.
Trying to get those things, wound if they ever broke apart on you. Well, you want to get back to New Jersey?
Why not?
Oh, Mitchell. Mitchell, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, Mitchell.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I love this tournament. The little teams. I know the little schools haven't made it too many times, and I'm hoping for San Diego State and Miami. I still don't know which one I want. The ones in the University of Connecticut. Miami's not a, it's a football school, usually. Yeah. But it's great. The coach, I like them at my sister's school, George Mason, and San Jose. I think if they win, they can get themselves to the Pac-12 before it's the Pac-10, Pac-8. I don't want to see you go down to Pac-6. Come on. There's a lot of money. We need these schools. And has there any been a small school that win it all? Has it? I mean, I don't know how to Google it. A small school win it all in NCAA one.
Not in a long. Not since it's been to the big format. I mean, no. I mean, Butler was close. I mean, if you recall Butler, you know, they were the closest thing, right? Like, Butler was the closest thing. But, yeah, I mean, since we've gone to the 64 world, no. I mean, it's not. That doesn't
it's
happen
just
anymore.
It's nearly impossible.
Yep.
Yeah. One more thing, the Nets. I mean, they've let go so many teams. I hope the Washington Nationals, should be the Senators, by the way, I hope they don't become like a major league team for the big guys, unless it's my Dodgers, too. But they missed up on Trey Turner and Mr. Bryce Harper, who's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, well,
that's one way of looking at
that
it.
That is certainly, listen.
I prefer to think that Turner messed up.
Okay.
Yeah, they messed up. They had an opportunity to become a part of history in a way that cements you forever, and they opted out.
Well, the frustrating thing, if you wanted to rewind, right, you go back to, okay, Harper leaves first, right? They decide they have a number, they're sticking to it. Harper signed really late, right? Like, it almost looked like they were going to get away with being correct on that one.
Yeah.
Then he goes to the Phillies, which is...
You mean the MVP?
Yeah, the MVP, which is very painful. Then you're like, okay, that's fine, because we're saving our money. We're going to get Anthony Rendon locked up, and we got these other guys to lock up.
You mean Anthony Rendon is with the Angels?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
And then you're... but you did get Strasburg back.
You mean Strasburg, the guy who's out with arm
problems? Yes, you did keep him. You did keep him.
Right, sure.
But then not you're like, look, it's fine. Love Rendon, but we got Trey Turner coming up.
You mean the Trey Turner that was with L.A.?
Yes.
Now with Philly?
Yes. So you traded him, okay? And then you said, all right, well, that's fine, because we traded Turner, and we're getting Josiah Gray, and this guy's back. It's going to be all right, because you know why? We've got to take care of Juan Soto.
You mean the Juan Soto that's with the Padres?
Yes,
right now.
So you traded last offseason. Yeah. So the totality of all is quite painful. Like you know, if you really talk about it, because each time you were led to believe that, hey, it's just going to get better with the next guy, what have you, but yeah, it hasn't. So,
well, how about DeGear? My father-in-law, he's a huge Nats. I mean, he's a all-in.
Yeah.
And all his jerseys are right now defunct. I mean, it's like, anybody you have is like, it's memorialized.
You just turned it like into a Phillies jersey or something.
Yeah. The question is, do they have the latitude to pump up that farm system?
Right.
Remember when we went out not many years ago, but they went out and robbed, I think it was the D-backs player head of their minor league system. So I thought we were headed in the right direction. They have produced some young talent. Can they do it again?
Right. They're going to have to. I mean, that's the whole thing. Can they do it again? All right. Let's get one more in before the top of the hour.
All right. Let's go with Bonesy.
We saw Bonesy yesterday.
Welcome home, Bones.
Bones, you there, buddy? Did we lose him?
We lost Bones. All right, let's go to Chris in Damascus.
Hey there, fellas. Man, y'all are way off in the way you're talking about this thing. First of all, Harper was set. Rizzo wanted to trade him, had a trade set up with Houston, I believe it was. But the Learners just wanted to keep him and let him try to keep till the last minute. But so we didn't get that trade done anyway.
They offered him a big contract, but it was a lot of deferred money. He didn't want it, so he sat out in free agency a long time. And eventually he went to the Phillies, obviously. So,
he should have been traded is what should have happened.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, good. So,
and then you move on to the next. Rendon's not. His head's happening. He's one of those taking talent for hostage or whatever.
Yeah, right.
The Turner Scherzer trade's fine. Turner wasn't going to sign.
Okay.
And neither is Soto.
Okay.
They're going to free agency, and Turner wanted
to
be with
Bryce. Look, I'm glad you're comfortable
with
it. I'm glad you're comfortable with the mediocrity, or not, God, excuse me.
No, I'm not.
That's embarrassing.
No,
I called it mediocrity.
We're not
I'm sorry.
Even at that point,
I'm glad that you're okay with being a doormat, but
I'm not. No,
I mean,
I'm
not. I'm
just saying these are moves.
Let's stop pretending we're Kansas City. That's all I'm saying. And, you know, I get it. The owners, you know, they're holding out trying to get this thing sold, and they're not going to, you know, they can't now until there's some mass and stuff, but I'm not going to just let them off the hook. They had another year. They had another 2.5 years to deal with Soto. They didn't have to do it when they did, okay? You've given a lot of people a real easy reason to check out, And again, you might be comfortable with it. I'm not. I don't like it. I'm not going to make excuses for it. Meanwhile, the other part that we don't talk enough about, my friend Al Galdi reminds me often, is while all this was going on, you allowed the minor leagues to fall to pieces, right? So let's talk about that. I mean, the other times you had talent in waiting. You don't now. I mean, you do a little bit, I guess, based off of the rankings this year. But prior to that, you had sunk all the way to the depths of one of the worst in baseball somehow. Or the worst, depending on which polling, I guess, you go by.
And shout out to the minor leagues and MLB. At least they're going to have a cash infusion, and they're going to take them out of poverty to where they can at least, survive.
Yeah. That's good. I like it. So anyway, I don't know. I mean, I just don't like the acceptance we've kind of come to here, just spinning it off whatever way you want. I mean, there were some things they did to themselves here, too. Definitely some things they did to themselves. All right, we'll break. We got to come back. If you're on the lines, hang in there. We'll get to you. We got to talk to Smoot coming up next. It's Burgundy Gold today. Team 90 streaming live on the Free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.